monitoring the mountains of the West, parting the Pine Curtain of the East, and keeping watch over the prairies and hills in between. Here's your Texan-in-Chief, Robert Pratt, with Pratt on Texas.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis. Without a donor or management-controlled muzzle or leash, our Lone Star story of the day, a big win for Texas for now on the waters of the U.S. rule. This is sort of a Groundhog Day repeat loop from the Obama administration. And also a major opinion on school choice from the Texas Attorney General that is spot on. Our Lone Star story of the day is sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. DOT-regulated drivers, owner-operators get right with the rules. Line up your required random drug testing program with Allied Compliance Services. You'll be a valued client, and they'll be on call to help you when you need it. Reach them at AlliedCompliance.com. Well, at West WT in Canyon, or now known as West Texas A&M, liberals get a dose of their own medicine on speech and wokeness. But the libs there at WT and in the press are so intellectually limited, they don't even see the lesson. We've got that and much more ahead on Pratt on Texas. Listen to Pratt on Texas anywhere, anytime, whenever it fits your schedule. Get the podcast of today's show or yesterday's show or last Friday's show or last Thursday's show and other add-on podcast extra interviews at PrattonTexas.com. It's free. You can listen whenever you want to. As always, it is, my friends, a great day to be a Texan. By the way, on our station in Lubbock, Walk by Faith Radio, KWBF, Ken Adams on his show today, sort of the spirit grabbed him and all his hard work at show prep got set aside. I know how painful that is, Ken, if you're listening. But you did the right thing because the spirit was speaking to you. And he said he recently heard this phrase, and I just wanted to repeat it because it's so great, because it meshes exactly with some things I've been thinking about, but without, you know, encapsulation into a phrase. Are you worshiping the creation or the creator? And this is about our society and the values we put on things. I know it's always hard to think about, well, idols, idol worship. And every day I do the online Bible online, I mean, multiple years of it now, where you hear every single word of the Bible, you go through it every day, readings every day, and you get re-exposed and re-exposed. And the more you do it, the more you pick up things. And, you know, it used to be you say, well, how could these people make something and worship it? And then you realize, of course, I study a lot of archaeology, popular archaeology, and this is all throughout history. People worship things that were man-made. Now, often the man-made portions were simply symbols of something that they believe exists, but a lot of times they're just worshiping the man-made thing. And you got to think about that. The more you think about it, you think, well, we're not idolaters. Of course, the pastors will say, yeah, but you make money or the culture or prestige your idol and all of these things. And you get into a full theological issue on that, on what are you putting first? But when you get back to this, this is even in the Bible, in Scripture, about making, I mean, it's absurd. In other words, they just God laughing at you. I mean, you're worshiping something that you created. In other words, you're worshiping a piece of creation, not the creator. And when you look at it in that way, it is much easier to understand. And Ken Adams on his show on The Thin Line on KWBF did a great job today talking about some of that. Are you worshiping the part of the creation or the creator? And that's true when it comes to prestige, money, whatever. What are you putting before the creator? Because there's nothing you got. There's nothing you've achieved that didn't come from the blessings of God. Everything is created by the Creator, by God. And I thought it was, he had a great show today and was really on that. All right, my friends, a big win we were told about yesterday over the new Biden incarnation of the old Obama era WOTUS, Waters of the U.S. What this is a rule inside the federal government where they're seeking to expand the government's power, the federal government, over pretty much everything. I mean, even a bar ditch or a little pond in your backyard that's dry, you know. The standing definition for waters that the United States, the federal government, has control over for over a century has been navigable waters, meaning you can put a boat in it and navigate it. They've tried to expand it to seize control, federal control, over pretty much all land that exists in the country that might have water on it, even if it's just after a rainstorm. And that's not an exaggeration. If you'll recall, we fought the Obama administration over this, Texas did, and won. Well, the Biden administration just re-upped the same stuff. And so Paxton, on behalf of us, sued the EPA under the Biden administration and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers over their new unlawful WOTUS rule back in January, same day the rule was published in the Federal Register. He moved for a preliminary injunction in February, and the court has indeed issued a preliminary injunction. This is being fought by other states and other courts as well. This preliminary injunction, which stops the enforcement of the rule for now, applies to Texas and Idaho. The decision was published late Sunday. Judge Jeffrey Brown ruled that the so-called WOTUS rule announced by the EPA poses irreparable harm, that was the quote, to the residents of Texas and Idaho, and noted 25 other states have challenged the rule in two separate ongoing lawsuits. That's a big win for now, because the left never stops. You know, where conservatives win something, they go home, go run their families and quit paying attention. The left never stops pushing, even when they've already lost. They just bring it up again and go again and again and again. And so that's a good win for Texas. Hey, today in Texas history, today in 1836, during the Revolution, President, the ad interim President, David Burnett and his cabinet, some people say Burnett, but it's Burnett, darn it, learn it. President Burnett and his cabinet left the plantation home of Jared Gross, the Gross's plantation. They'd been using the home as the capital of the Republic for 3 days. Remember, they had to leave Washington on the Brazos as the Mexican army was sweeping through the state. And they set up the government there at Gross's plantation for 3 days. And it was this day, the 21st of March, that they had to flee again as the murderous tyrant Santa Anna was on his way through Texas with an announced intention of basically executing everyone who stood for independence. Our look at Texas history, sponsored by USA Investigations, employment background checks, security, surveillance, witness interviews and statements, criminal and civil investigations, and more. Learn about the team and investigate for detail at usainvestigations.net. Angelo State's Ram Band, that's right, the Angelo State University down in San Angelo, the Ram Band, they're going to ring in the new year Italian style, reports Fox West Texas. They've been officially invited to participate and perform in the 2024 Rome, that's right, Rome, Italia, the Eternal City, the New Year's Parade in Rome on 1st of January 2024. That's pretty cool. All right, my friends, an armed man was shot by Amarillo Police, KFDA, telling us this happened a little after 9 o'clock this morning. There were reports of a man armed with a rifle on Paramount Boulevard near I-40. Caller said the man had made threats to harm an innocent person. Police contacted him. He refused commands to drop the rifle. He raised it at officers. Police fired shots. He died at the scene. No police injured, thankfully. That from KFDA in Amarillo. And you may have seen that Biden's going to designate a national monument in Texas. You got to be careful with these things. This is a trick the Dems use to keep land from being used for productive purposes. Don't worry about it. It's the Kastner Range. Of the bottom of the Rocky Mountains there in the Franklin Mountains of El Paso, and all of this land is Department of Defense land, not unopened to the public. It's full of all kinds of ordnance. It's been used as a huge firing practice area for Fort Bliss and stuff since 1926. They stopped that in 66, but it's covered in unexploded munitions and mortar shells and everything. So that's going to be a national monument, the Kastner Range. It is pretty. Mountains out in the deserts. More in a moment on the Texas Hour from Fraton, Texas. Stay with us.
Keep that six shooter at your side. Fraton, Texas will be right back after this.
A couple from Texoma wrote, I would just like to thank you for the connection to Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and crew at DentoCare. They did a fantastic job on my behalf. I've also referred numerous people to your site to contact Dr. Zuniga and will continue to sing praises for Dr. Zuniga and DentoCare. Isabel and I were in Costa Rica to see Dr. Zuniga at the same time this couple was, and we had a great time visiting and dining together. I know they're planning to return for even more work and plan on bringing other family members down too. Learn what it's all about, save huge money while getting a great vacation at the same time, and experience firsthand a level of service to which I cannot well put words. Learn more about our dentist and friend, Dr. Sylvia Zuniga in Dental Care, by clicking the banner at PrattonTexas.com. Visit PrattonTexas.com and click on the banner with Dr. Zuniga's beautiful picture. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
Do you have a skid steer? WestTexasAttachments.com. Do you need an attachment now? WestTexasAttachments.com. West Texas Attachments specializes in renting and selling skid steer attachments. Hay spike, got it. Post driver, got it. Grapple buckets, got it. Attachments for every skid steer job you need. WestTexasAttachments.com can get your skid steer doing whatever you need it to. WestTexasAttachments.com, and they deliver. Go to WestTexasAttachments.com.
Standing in spirit with those who won Texas liberty and working to stop the hordes on the left. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. A little news out of D.C. Our good friend from Amarillo, Congressman Ronnie Jackson, filed a nice end taxpayer-funded fake news legislation piece in the U.S. House that would stop taxpayer support of National Public Radio and PBS. And he's right. When NPR and PBS were established by Congress, it was with the notion their content would remain unbiased and benefit every American. However, it is obvious that NPR and PBS have abandoned their founding principles. For decades, radical Democrats have siphoned hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars to NPR and PBS. By the way, you're paying for it in the state, too. Texas Tech and lots of other publicly funded, taxpayer-funded institutions are also subsidizing the studios and transmission of these facilities. Tech has both the PBS and the NPR. He says that they've siphoned off taxpayer dollars under the guise of serving the public despite sharing all the same propaganda of any other radical left corporate news outlet. And he says that, I think his legislation is called No Partisan Radio and Partisan Broadcasting Services Act. That reported by Texas Scorecard. Doubt he has much success with it, but I like the idea. Comptroller Glenn Hager, living under Texas law, Texas Government Code, Chapter 809, which has us looking at companies, financial companies that boycott oil and gas and energy companies, has added another name to the list, and it's a big one. It's HSBC Holdings, which is one of the largest banks in the world and headquartered, I believe, in Great Britain now. They are now listed. He says this is significant given HSBC's status as Europe's largest bank, but it should not be surprising. HSBC's new energy policy is a prime example of a broader movement in the financial sector to push a social agenda. And let's just put it, it's not a social agenda. They're playing politics with other people's money. Social agenda and prioritize political goals over the economic health of their clients. HSBC's policy clearly makes the firm a suitable candidate for listing under Texas law. The policy states HSBC will not provide new finance or new advisory services to any client for the specific purposes of projections of projects pertaining to new oil and gas fields where the final investment decision is taken after 31 December 2021, or even infrastructure whose primary use is in conjunction with new oil and gas fields. In other words, they're closing the door of finance to the only energy that works in the world, to oil and gas. Additionally, the bank's policy forces clients to provide the bank, HSBC, with their plans to boycott oil and gas. The policy states, quote, HSBC will engage with clients and will expect them to formulate and provide transition plans that are consistent with HSBC's targets and commitments. Folks, what they're saying is you've got to agree with our politics and our political decisions as a bank and put that in writing, or we can't we won't finance you. And this is what's going on, and that's why Biden issued his first veto against this stuff, because the Congress just passed a law that said that you can't use this stuff. You've got to look at just financial return in these pension plans and retirement plans, which is the way it's always been. It should be. And Biden vetoed that, his first veto as president, because they want to now use the investment access to money to blackmail you, to coerce you into the acceptance and promotion of the left's political agenda. It's a serious issue. Texas is fighting back. So are other states like Florida. And that's why the comptroller has this list, and they'll not be able to deal with bond issues or anything else in the state, I believe, under that law. There was a piece at KCBD Television by Shaley Sanders on this game room issue in Lubbock, interviewing Terrence Kovar, Precinct 1 County Commissioner. And he admits that even 2 years ago, Commissioner Corley was looking into this. And I told you I had a discussion with him 2 years ago or before 2 years ago, I think, about these things and what a problem they are. And Kovar admits it's a problem and all that. And he says what the ordinance is. And it points out that the current game rooms would be grandfathered in. But the whole thing reads as an excuse to delay action longer and longer and longer on it. Oh, we'll have a game. We'll have an ordinance, but we're not going to do it till September, even though Corley put it on the agenda. This just raises the question again. Why? What's the big need in pushing back on this? Oh, well, the sheriff and the DA needed to know, to weigh in on this. Excuse me. That's my point. Who's protecting them? DA? Sheriff? Who? Who in Lubbock County is protecting these seedy gang rooms? Are any of them actually on the financial take? Because other counties worked on this stuff a decade ago. It's why the legislature, at the demand of counties, the legislature passed a bunch of rules allowing the counties to regulate these things. So the very point that Mr. Kovar is making here demonstrates my point that there is some, and folks, I know what's going on, but I've had some comments from people about this. They only know the surface. I know for a fact that individuals in the courthouse are doing everything they can to try to stop this. It's not that the sheriff just needs more time to review it. No. If that were the case, that's what they'd be telling friends and everybody. They wouldn't be telling them, this Corley guy, he's trying to protect some guy. It's a buddy of his against another, which, of course, is blown up when you look at what the ordinance says. They're working extraordinarily hard to try to stop this, which the only explanation for that can be that somebody is protecting them. Somebody or somebodies are protecting them. Whether there is a financial direct, you know, impropriety there or not, I don't know. That's why I've said who's on the take. If anyone, who's on the take down there? They continue to fight against this. It's just rather shocking. All right, my friends, we've got so much news to get to. Let me switch gears and move us into another stack. And that stack comes out of WT. All the older folks know it. It's WT, West Texas. It's now West Texas A&M. The Texas Tribune has a big piece up today, and it's rather interesting in a way, not by what's written in it, but the whole as a whole. West Texas A&M University president cancels student drag show, saying it degrades women. When West Texas A&M president Walter Windler's drawing fire ire for canceling a student drag show, arguing such performances degrade women and are, quote, derisive, divisive, and demoralizing misogyny, end quote. Students and First Amendment lawyers reject those assertions, calling his comments a mischaracterization of the art form. They also argue that the cancellation violates students' constitutional rights in a state law that broadly protects free speech on college campuses, potentially setting the university up for a lawsuit. That's right. Probably so. Late in the story, it says the students who started the petition accused Windler of violating university policy, which states the schools cannot deny student groups any benefits, quote, on the basis of political, religious, philosophical, ideological, or academic viewpoint expressed by the organization or any expressive activities of the organization. Okay. And they talk to everybody in here. I love this. Rachel Hill, government affairs director for the homosexual advocacy group Equality Texas, says, drag doesn't mock women. I've seen it. It certainly does. In fact, most of these drag shows we've seen do zero other than promote lascivious sexual stereotypes of women. That's just the way it is, period. And they've got, apparently they're working with this with a bunch of the so-called churches that have left God's Word, the Open and Affirming Congregations of the Texas Panhandle is part of this. And they said, drag is not dangerous or discriminatory. It's a celebration and expression of individuals. Funny, that never goes the other way, does it, ladies and gentlemen? Drag shows frequently feature men dressing as women in exaggerated styles and have been a mainstay of the homosexual community for decades, opines in a straight news story, which is all opinion, the Texas Tribune's Kate McGee. Okay, well, we need to address this a little bit more. And we're going to talk about that when we come back in the next segment of Pratt on Texas. Stay with me.
More from the True Texan Studio after this.
It's bad enough to have your life upended financially, even worse with injury due to accident. Have you thought about what happens when the responsible party doesn't step up to make your loss whole? When you've been injured, the Liggett Law Group will work for you with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock finds good trucks and reconditions them to be ready to work for you and your business. Mike and Jason have repeat customers from all over the country, even Alaska. Call 806-687-1115 to get Mike and Jason working for you. Visit SpecialtyTrucksOfLubbock.com and see their inventory. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. SpecialtyTrucksOfLubbock.com.
I tell you, my heart really goes out to those like me who are self-employed.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
Self-employed individuals have really been the very cornerstone of my agency.
If you're self-employed, you have a special health insurance problem.
I'm trying to help the individual out there who makes too much to qualify for any help, any subsidy or benefits from the government towards their health insurance, but does not have the income to pay the incredibly high premiums we find if you're buying your insurance individually. I'm a policyholder myself. I sleep better at night knowing that I have this coverage in place in a way that won't break the bank and allows me to keep my family covered if something tragic does happen.
Life, health, dental. With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. Hurley Benefit Services is independently owned, and they're online at HurleyBenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y Benefits.com.
Liberty is hard, which means putting up with things you may find objectionable. Now here's a man the enemies of liberty object to. It's Robert Pratt with more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. If you're tuning in late, I'm not going to replay all the ground I did in the last segment, so go to the podcast this evening and you can listen to the full thing. Big piece today, Kate McGee at the Texas Tribune. West Texas A&M University president cancels student drag show, says saying it degrades women. And they get all upset in here, and you've got all the typical liberals going on about it and claiming, well, it's just an art form. Oh, and it's just an celebration and expression of individuals. The university president said drag shows stereotype women in cartoon-like extremes for amusement of others and discriminate against womanhood. That was a letter first obtained by MyHighPlains.com today, or yesterday. They say, well, we're doing this to raise money. It's a project for raising money for the homosexual community. And the president at WT said, well, that's a noble cause, but argued the shows should be considered an act of workplace prejudice because they make fun of women. Get this. Forward-thinking women and men have worked together for nearly two centuries to eliminate sexism. Women, this is what the president there wrote, women have fought valiantly, seeking equality in the voting booth, marketplace, and court of public opinion. No one should claim a right to contribute to women's suffering via a slapstick sideshow that erodes the worth of women. Now, what's the real issue here, ladies and gentlemen? The real issue is one that the writer, Kate McGee, and these people at A&M and the people they interviewed apparently are so, and I don't mean this to be, I'm not poking fun, I'm not being facetious, I'm being extraordinarily serious. They are so intellectually limited that they don't even see the problem with all of this. Now, Pratt, what do you think? I think the president of the university should not have stopped the show because I believe that we did pass a law that says they can't do this. We did it to primarily protect conservative speech on campus because conservatives are being shut down and were being shut down all the time by administration. But that's not what's happening here. This is not some religious conservative conviction of the university's president. This is his left-wing wokeness. And this is what a lot of you have scratched your heads about for a long time. How are these people all allies on this stuff? And the answer to that is they're all part of the Marxist revolution. And in the Marxist revolution, the ends always justify the means. So the fact that these people are actually contradicting themselves all the time, and do you get the point? Because there is no question that these type of drag shows, these aren't your innocent things of yore. We've seen video after video of these drag queen story hours and of some of the other drag shows that have been videoed from inside and then released to the media right here in Texas. They are nothing but sexual, lascivious stereotyping of women. So the president there, he's a good, why isn't he a woke liberal? He's protecting he's trying to protect women and stop this because he's woke. But see, this is, like I said, we've all been scratching our head about, because what happens is there's an ever-changing hierarchy in these left-wing movements. And right now, for some weird reason, this incredibly tiny bit of people who have developmental problems or other problems or whatever, who want to push this idea of sex changes and cross-dressers and stuff within the homosexual movement, which they always themselves called trannies. Now we're not supposed to use that word, but that was their own word. Drag queens, trannies, and queer, that's the word they use now. And we were told that was bad for 2 decades to use that word. All of a sudden, it's okay for them to do the things that nobody else could do, because I guess they rate higher on the oppressed list or what? Here's the real point that these students and Kate McGee and the liberals around the state can't seem to even notice, that this is a perfect example. I don't think the president should have stopped it. I think that viewpoint is protected and, you know, within certain rules, like not having little children in there and stuff like that, fine, do it. Or don't allow any events on campus. Make everybody buy their own, you know, facility room somewhere else, whatever. He shouldn't have done it, because that's the issue. I mean, the solution to free speech we don't like is, and there's an exception to this when we're talking about protecting children and stuff like that, but because they're not of age. But the solution to speech you don't like is always more speech, not cancellation and canceling people and canceling speech. And so in this case, these misguided, sinful lefties, they shouldn't have their deal canceled. I'm not standing up for their event, but I'm standing up for the concept of free speech. The university president is wrong. But he's wrong because he's woke, and they're wrong because they're woke. See, this is a perfect example of what's good for the goose is good for the gander. They defend it all through this story as being an art form. It's an art, it's expression. But notice how with them that never applies to pro-lifers, religious people, Christian religious people. Those expressions aren't allowed. Those expressions are deemed hateful. And yes, they use the word every time. Dangerous to society. And they believe in canceling all those points of view with which they disagree. But when they get canceled, and not by some right-wing bigot, but by another fellow woke person who says, wait a minute, this is demeaning to women. It shouldn't be going on at the university. Oh, no. Oh, no, we're going to sue. Oh, no, we have a right to say anything. We have a right to do anything. My friends, I like this sentence I mentioned before that was written not as a quote, but by Kate McGee at the Texas Tribune, which is opinion in a supposedly news story. Drag shows frequently feature men dressing as women in exaggerated styles. That's fine. That's a statement of fact. And have been the mainstay in the LGBT community for decades. Okay, is that true? Is that not true? Maybe in part of the of the homosexual community has been. It certainly isn't for everybody, but okay, I take it back. That's not exactly a values or an opinion statement, but okay. But the word mainstay in there, I guess you liberals should change your mainstays, right? Do you know what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Why in the world is the purpose, is the point of this not, well, you people in the homosexual community at WT and elsewhere need to change your mainstays. This demeans women. And folks, these shows do. They are lascivious sexual stereotypes of women. So why shouldn't they have to change their mainstays? Remember, that's what I meant. By the way, now my thoughts back. That's why I mark that as opinion. Because the statement is a values statement essentially defending the homosexual community by the writer Kate McGee at the Tribune. Drag shows frequently feature men dressing as women in exaggerated styles and have been a mainstay in the LGBTQ, meaning the homosexual community, for decades. Meaning, that's normal. It's okay. That's just what we do. But again, shouldn't you people in the homosexual community, the alphabet soup community, whatever you want to call it, shouldn't you have to change your mainstays when they're hateful and derogatory towards others, especially others who are over on your spectrum of the oppressed, which, of course, as the president there, Wendler said, women are in that group. Because isn't that what you demand all of us to do to accommodate your points of view? Aren't we told constantly, and aren't you all always finding new things that have just been acceptable activities and norms of society, or even obscure things that rarely get done, but then you blow them up in the media? All the rest of us have to change. We have to abandon our Christian values. We can't live the way we want to live. We can't run our businesses the way we want to run them. We can't do anything because we're supposed to change our mainstays to accommodate you on everything, all the time. Shouldn't that standard apply to you too?
Don't miss what Pratt says next. More Pratt on Texas after the break.
You gotta stop them before they multiply. Gafford Pest Control.
Now that the cold is gone and warm weather is here, it's a perfect time for termites and pests of all kinds to come out. Stop them before they multiply. Call Gafford, your total pest control specialists.
You gotta stop them before they multiply. Gafford Pest Control.
Call Gafford Pest Control, 792-4292.
It gets allergy-driving dusty and skin-cracking dry on the high ground of Texas. Heart Heating and AC can help make your home and your life more clean and comfortable. Heart Heating and AC is expert at improving your comfort with whole home humidity control, UV light sanitation, filtration, and other services that make your home healthier and happier. Stop the suffering and take it to Heart. Heart Heating and AC. Get happier and healthier. Heart, H-A-R-T, heatingandac.com.
Are you looking to fence property for hunting leases or your cattle operation? Winters Dozer Service can grub, clear, and work that fence line to help your crew get in and get the job done safely. Get your big country farm or ranch project started by getting that fence line cleared with Winters Dozer Service. Winters Dozer Service has the equipment ready, so contact them or dig up more info by visiting wintersdozerservice.com. That's wintersdozerservice.com.
Visit RaiderRedMeats.com to see specials and promotions on the best tasting, best quality beef, pork, and lamb. Not only do we beef up with Raider Red Meats, Isabel and I love their sausage, especially that with the cheese and Hatch green chili in it, and their spicy barbecue sauce has become my favorite. Some Raider Red Meats products available in select United supermarkets. Ask at the meat counter. Raider Red Meats does sell the best tasting, best quality beef, pork, and lamb. Learn more at RaiderRedMeats.com or visit their Texas Tech campus store in Lubbock, where we shop.
Working to save Texas from the uninformed and the left. It's your voice of Texas, Robert Pratt, with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. We go to our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. State Senator Brandon Creighton, chairman of the Senate Education Committee, since we're working on real school choice this session, asked the Attorney General to issue an illegal opinion about school choice. Now, a lot of you'd say, well, why? Well, because there's these things called the Blaine Amendments, and you need to know a little bit about them. The Attorney General released his opinion yesterday, and it's not some concocted, you know, Ken Paxton conservative opinion. I mean, it just all he has to do is go to the Supreme Court's cases, recent cases, to make the point. The reason he was asked is these Blaine Amendments, and there's another part of the state constitution that the opponents of school choice lean on. So I want to share with you part of the actual opinion so you understand this more than other people and the advocates from Edge. They won't read anything, and the anti-school choice, and neither will most of the press. The original Blaine Amendments, B-L-A-I-N-E, it's a name. The original Blaine Amendment was an amendment to the U.S. Constitution proposed by Congressman James Blaine in the 1870s that would have amended the Constitution to bar any federal aid to, quote, sectarian, end quote, institutions. That means religious. And by the way, this was all part of the anti-Catholic crusade in the United States. It's very nasty, and it's funny to see the left-wingers rely on this stuff now. The proposed amendment, though, was never adopted, but several states, including Texas, run by Catholic-hating Democrats at the time and minority-hating Democrats, the Texas and some other states adopted similar amendments to their state constitutions or enacted comparable state laws. These provisions are colloquially referred to as Blaine Amendments. Texas Blaine Amendments are found in Article 1, Section 7, and Article 7, Subsection 5C of the Texas Constitution. Article 1, 7 provides, no money shall be appropriated or drawn from the Treasury for the benefit of any sect or religious society, theological or religious seminary, nor shall property belonging to the state be appropriated for any such purposes. Now, separately in Article 7, 5C, relating to the permanent school fund, the permanent and the available school funds, two funds we have, provides that the permanent school fund and the available school fund may not be appropriated to or used for the support of any sectarian school. Now, since 2017, the Supreme Court has on three occasions struck down state policies that discriminated against religious organizations on terms materially indistinguishable from Texas Blaine Amendments. Like Trinity Lutheran versus Columbia Inc. and versus Comer, there's a bunch of these in Espinoza. Case. A plain reading of the First Amendment and applicable Supreme Court precedent compels the conclusion that Texas Blaine Amendments violate the Free Exercise Clause of the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. As such, Texas Blaine Amendments are unenforceable and may not be relied on to exclude religious schools from receiving funds through the Education Savings Account program that you described, talking about Senator Creighton being the one describing it in his request for an opinion. In 2017, the court considered a Missouri program that offered grants to qualifying nonprofit organizations to install playground surfaces made from recycled rubber tires. This is the Trinity Lutheran Church case. Missouri Department of Natural Resources denied funding to that church's child learning center solely because it was a church-operated school, pursuant to a policy of denying grants to religious organizations. The court observed in that case that the state's policy expressly discriminated against otherwise eligible recipients by disqualifying them from a public benefit solely because of their religious character. As such, the policy imposes a penalty on the free exercise of religion that must be subjected to the most rigorous scrutiny. In concluding its conducting its review, the court rejected Missouri's stated policy preference for skating as far as possible from religious establishment concerns, concluding the state interest asserted here in achieving greater separation of church and state than is already ensured under the Establishment Clause of the Federal Constitution is limited by the Free Exercise Clause. Ultimately, the court concluded that the exclusion of Trinity Lutheran from a public benefit for which it is otherwise qualified solely because it is a church is odious to our Constitution and cannot stand. 3 years later, the court reached the same conclusion when it considered a Montana policy that excluded religious schools from a program that provided tax credits to donors who provided scholarships for private schools. And they made it very clear there. The court rejected arguments from the state about, again, achieving a greater separation of church and state than's guaranteed by the First Amendment. And finally, just last year in the case in Maine, you know, Maine actually has school districts that don't even operate secondary schools, high schools. And so in some of those, they simply pay people, they give tuition assistance, and you can attend any other school. In some of these places, it's religious schools. And somebody went after that, and they lost again, and the court was extraordinarily clear on this issue. Now, there's another issue about the senator asked whether an education savings account program that makes available to education assistants, would that, to private schools and church schools, whether it violates more on the First Amendment. And again, they go through the court, Supreme Court, upholding a voucher program against the establishment cause. This was Zelman versus Simmons Harris. This involved poor people in Cleveland and their horrible public schools. And the left sued there and they lost. The Supreme Court made it very clear that the private schools, including sectarian schools, may, you know, they'll have to, but they can take that public money and the state can't prevent them from doing so just because they're religious. Now, by the way, I want to add to this. There's nothing in this that says that the state could refuse to give money to a religious school on legitimate grounds that's kind of fair to everybody. In other words, well, they claim to have a school, but they don't hold any classes. Well, the church school doesn't get a free ride in that case. That would be a very legitimate thing. Now, he also asked for the opinion on the education savings account program violating the issue of our permanent school, the available school fund, and all of that. He points out, the attorney general does, that the Texas Supreme Court, and that being a Texas Supreme Court issue, they've already ruled on that and on very similar grounds, very similar issues, and it doesn't seem to be a problem. So the summary, Texas Blaine Amendments of the Texas Constitution violate the Free Exercise Clause of the First Amendment to the Constitution. Accordingly, any law, action, or policy implemented in accordance with their prohibitions would be unconstitutional. An education savings account program offering parents and students education assistance payments that can be directed to public and private schools, including sectarian schools, and that offers parents and students a genuine and independent choice to select a private religious school does not violate the Establishment Clause, again, backed up by recent court opinions. And thirdly, an education savings account program does not violate Article 7, Section 1, or Subsection 5C of the Texas Constitution to the extent the program is an additional educational initiative and is not funded from the permanent school fund or available school fund. And yet that's an argument that they've been using out there, and I knew that was bogus because those two funds aren't involved in the funding of the school choice program. So this was a really big decision, my friends, released by the Attorney General. And again, despite the press has been interestingly fairly silent on it today, but probably by the weekend you'll get the huge editorials and the big liberal papers. They've got a real problem here in that this wasn't the Attorney General reaching back 200 years, making stuff up, interpreting both the issues on the Texas Supreme Court. Those rulings are fairly specific and fairly well thought out. And then the three big ones are the first stuff. I mean, violating separation of church and state stuff has already been addressed by the Supreme Court three times very specifically in the last few years. So this is a very strong opinion and sort of throws cold water on those claiming the opposite. Thanks for joining me today, ladies and gentlemen, on Pratt on Texas. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock, tuned to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tuned to 96.1 FM Q Country.